Dowry seemed remarkably calm after that, but a disappointing defeat.
Yeah, it was a disappointing night. You know, we came here thinking we could win tonight. Obviously, disappointing performance from us. But yeah, it's one of those. It's tough. It was a real tight battle. I think obviously, personnel-wise, both teams are missing a few, and it impacts on the fluency of both teams' attack, I thought. But yeah, we just never really got going. I thought it was always going to be a tough battle, and we never really got on top. I thought we started really well, and I thought we generally defended well for most of the game. And it's probably not a fair reflection of it. It was pretty tight, but yeah, disappointing. But you dust yourself down. You're going to lose games here and there. You've just got to make sure we learn lessons, and you know we should start getting some of our high quality players back, hopefully in the next month. But boys have been great. You know, I think young guys have gone in there and really worked hard and advanced themselves as players and are doing a great job for us. But we're poor tonight. Thought, you know, we never really got any fluency, and our defence was the real positive to come out of it.
You just had to do too much defending, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we're telling the other guys just about how it impacts on your energy reserves. I think, you know, they were pretty smart in the second half. They kicked the ball well, and we were constantly coming off our own line, and that makes it a real tough game. You know, it's very difficult when you're defending a hell of a lot, and then you're having to work your way out of tight areas where the play of the ball is very slow and their line speed is very good. So, yeah, just the whole makeup of the second half just really just didn't go our way, and we couldn't find a way to make it go our way.
You've not hidden behind injuries at all, but was tonight maybe a game too far, given what you had available and maybe some players playing that on another day might not have played?
Well, yeah, you know, potentially, but it is what it is, isn't it? You know, you get injuries, and we've handled it pretty well, I think. You know, I think that we've battled our way out of a real tough situation, and you know, there's quite a lot of players in there who've got a hell of a lot out of it and given us a hell of a lot as well. So you don't want to be critical of players who are learning and growing. It's part of what the game's about, and it's part of the learning process of getting better as individuals and as a team. But overall, yeah, we perhaps just, you know, we just lacked that bit of quality that could spark us up tonight.
You lost Jake Webster as well in the second half, and it was down that side that Bateman started to get some joy, wasn't it, when he went off?
Oh yeah, Bateman played really well, didn't he? But yeah, we ended up with a back rower and a fresher in the centres, and Greg played well, I thought. You know, he worked really hard, and defensively he was great. Augie's not a centre, and we lacked a little bit of strike, and that, you know, that's obviously not going to help you, but I'm not making any excuses. I just don't think we were quite good enough tonight, and made a few too many errors, and they come up with minimal and kick really well, so yeah, disappointing, but we'll move on.
Any likelihood anyone will be back next week, and have you lost anyone tonight that you know of?
Well, obviously, to get a check on Jake and where he's at. So I don't think we've lost anybody else. We should get a couple back. Junior Moores has his pot off on Monday. Gadwin Springer, hopefully it's not too long an injury. Milo Grant will be better for the run tonight. Ollie Holmes will be better for the run tonight. So, you know, I think we'll come out of it and be a better team moving forward. Yeah, you never like losing, do you?
No, not at all. And just a word, Luke Gale, got Simbin, any complaints about that?
Well, I don't know what he said. He looked as though he was a little bit angry about the forward pass that he perceived as being missed. It was pretty close. And we conceded the try there. I don't know, it depends what he said, to be honest. But you need to get it right if you're sending a bloke to the bin. So hopefully he did.